What's your name?
Sunday.
Okay. I want to talk with you more about Adam Chashev a little bit. We didn't really talk about Adam Chashev before we go further. So the Gemara said, "Well, you know, the Halach Mona, the Kaddish, and he left Mao." Mazutra Mishmeder, our Papa, the Kudeshes. Rav himself wasn't Peshit. Mazutra was Peshit Mishmeder, our Papa. Amal Rav Ashi, the Mazutra, came out with the Chosim Sheish Lamechais, Niknim, the Chosim Sheish Lamechais, and an Ibchotanan. Chosim Sheish Lamechais, Niknim, the Chosim Sheish Lamechais, because of Sarah Chazoka. Amal Eid Misavet, the Amal Agam. Hachab on the Chosim, as Kinah, the Vianod, the Kabul Kabul Matan, and the Gomer Mitnaya Lanavsha. So that's the halacha. By Adam Chashev, she's Mekudeshes, the Hanah that it's Mekabel is enough to make the Kinyan. So when we first ran through the Gemara at the very beginning, you know, I raised the question. It's not really a question at all now, but I raised the question, why do you have to come out to the Din of Adam Chashev? Why can't it work with Din Shnei? He didn't give the money, but Medina Beknani doesn't have to give the money. She didn't get the money, but Midin Arif, she doesn't have to get the money. So let it work, Midin Shnayim. I think that's now in retrospect. Now I don't guess the cash at all, because how does Midin Arif work? Midin Arif, we saw different mouth than Midin Arif. But Midin Arif either works because he was Maitzi Maman Al Pio, so that creates a Shibud. He was Maitzi Maman. Somebody was Maitzi Maman, even if it's Midin Shnayim, so somebody was Maitzi Maman Al Pio. So there's a shibud. The person was Maisi Mamad Al Pio, so that creates, now she has a shibud connected with, but now she's Mekudeshes. Over here, who was Maisi Mamad? She was Maisi Mamad, so there's no shibud. And, or Arif works, or also it works together with the fact that she's Nenesh, Shenaset Sivuyo. She wanted somebody to give money to Pliny, and somebody did give money to Pliny, so she has a separate anah, but here she has anah. She has anah because she wanted her to give money to Pliny, and she did give money to Pliny, so now she has an extra anah. Doesn't really make any sense. So there's no, the din of Arif over here is not shy. So you have to come out with this extra din of Adam Chashev. That's poshut. But I was wondering, in the din of Arif itself, you know, just if we wanted to sum up over, you know, everything that we talked about. You know, we started off the sugya at the very beginning. We started talking about Midin Arif, so we saw the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim says, broadly speaking, there's two mahalchim in the sugya. There's the mahalach of Taisus and Bav Mitzia, that is kilu motu liyodei, Taisus by Ribis, that it's kilu motu liyodei. If I give, you know, if I don't give the Ribis to the Leiva, if the Leiva, instead of giving the Ribis to the Malva, he gives it to somebody else, he gives it to Hekdish, it's called the Leiva, gave it to the Malva, it's kilu motu liyodei. That's one mahalach in Arif. And Taisus Medad, Taisus quotes the Gemara about Midin Arif, and then the other Mahalach says is the Ritva that she's Mekudeshes with the Hanah that it was Nasa Ritzayna. That's how the Machane Ephraim divided the sugya. Maisa, as we worked through, we saw that it doesn't really hold water. And Machane Ephraim himself points out you can't really divide the Rishayim that way because the Ritva and the Ritva himself in Bava Metzia says the same as Taisus that by Ribis that's called Ribis Kesutza. So that's that divide. That division was not did not hold. But we did see in the Chara and the Sugya that there is a cleavage here in Yishayim, and that is that we have on the one end we have the Ramban and the Ritva. They both talk about by Or. They both talk about the fact that he was Haitzim Mamon Al Pio. The Or works because he was Haitzim Mamon Al Pio. Then they diverge a little bit. The Ramban says, that's enough. He was Maitzi Mamad Al Pia, it creates a Shibud. Now she's Mischayev in an Arab, and he's Makadosh with that Shibud, with that Chayv. The Ritva said it a little bit differently. He said, the Nusachacha, that she was Nene. He was Maitzi Mamad Al Pia, and she was Nene. Now we discuss what exactly is the distinction between the Ramban and the Ritva, both and Poshut. The difference is that the Ramban holds you can be Makadosh with the Chayv. That's the Ramban and Dafnu test. You could be Makadosh with the milva, as long as it's a milva that the halva itself was given l'shem kibushin. So the milva kazum kodeshes. So here he was Maisi Maran Al Pio, that creates a shivan on her part. It's like a memani gabach. He puts the money over here, or he puts the money, he gives the money to Pliny, or even he throws it into the yam on this side. And on the other side, she's mischayev kenegdoi. So we look at kilu, it's a memani gabach, there's a shibud, and mele, he's mechadish with that shibud. Maybe the Ritva holds he can't be mechadish with the milva at all, even if no matter the circumstances. So the Ritva stay a little bit differently. She has some kind of hanoah, but that hanoah itself, where's the tefias mammon in that hanoah? The tefias mammon, since he was mitzi mammon in order for her to have that hanoah, so that's hanoah in which there's a tefias mammon. So that hanoah he could be mekadesh with. And we have other variations in that, you know, exactly what is the precise difference between the Ramban and the Ritva. But for our purposes right now, atzadah shavah shavam, that both the Ramban and the Ritva learn that the way Arab works is because he was mitzi mammon al piyam. And presumably Arab itself works that way. You know, the Arab itself, the chiyuv and Arab, is because the mouth was mitzi mammon al piyam, the Arab, and that's mishabed the Arab. And without that, the shiva don't happen. Why do you need him to be mitzi mammon in order for the Arab to be mishabed? After all, the Arab has anah. The Gemara says, beferish mevav asher, that the Arab has anah, that you were minding him. So what do you have to come out to Haitzi Mamad al Piv? What do you need this extra connection of Haitzi Mamad al Piv? Why not say the Arab is Mishtabed? Because the Arab had Hanoah. So I suggested that the Arab can't be Mishtabed just with the Hanoah, because that's Hanoah that doesn't have its fierce moment. I did something, the Malva did something, didn't give anything to the Arab. The Malva gave money to the Leiva. Didn't touch the Arab, didn't do anything to the Arab. So it happens to be the Arab has Hanoah. That's not a Hanoah that's a fierce moment. It can't be Teveya, the Domim of that Hanoah. So that's not a kesef mishabed that you could be that would be that's not a kesef that's mishabed or you have to have anoah which is a tefias moment. You could be tovei that anoah. That's only if you were mitzi moment to create that anoah. So therefore you have to come out to the malva was mitzi moment in order for the orif to get that anoah that they were miming him. That's anoah which that's anoah the tefias moment. That's the anoah that's mishabed or you have to come out to the mitzi moment because. Midin Arev, Kiddushim Midin Arev, or Arev Midin Arev, it all works because there was a Haitzi Mammon al Piv, the fact that the Malva or the Makadosh was Maitzi Mammon creates a Tfias Mammon, creates a Shibud by the Arev. That's on the one hand. That's like one school of thought. That's maybe the school of thought that we spent the most time on, working through exactly the Ramban and the Ritva, you know, just laboring through what exactly the Dor. But a component, that's the, I want to classify them. Again, the Ramban and the Ritva are not exactly identical, because the Ramban by Kiddushin doesn't even have to mention any Hanoah. The Ritva mentions Hanoah too, but what I say, they go together that you have to have a Tfias moment. The Arab works that I might see moment, the fact that I might see moment creates a Tfias moment, I'm a Kaddish with the Tfias moment. The Arab is mishtabed with the Tvias moment. On the other hand, in the Rambam, the way we said Pshat in the Rambam the other day, I think it has a different flavor. The Rambam, when he explains the din of Arab by Kiddushin, the Rambam says, wait, the way Kiddushin within Arab works is because when he gives money to the Pliny, so since it was Biglola, since he gave money to Pliny, it was Biglola. So she's Mekudesha, she's Mekadesha with the Hanoah Habola Pliny Biglola. So I pointed out, Rami, she's the same Lashon Biglola by Arab and by Evakanani. They're all Arichas, meaning Shneim. He doesn't use that Lashon Biglola. Basically, the bottom line was, Rami learned that since he gives the money to Pliny, but he's giving the money to the Pliny Biglola for the Tachas of her being Nene, so it's Ki'ilu he was Mahana her, and it's very similar to the Dinah of Evakanani, where since Pliny gave money on behalf of him, Bigloloi, so it's Kilo, he gave the money. Like he's the cause of Pliny giving the money. So it's Kilo, he gave the money. And she is the cause of Pliny getting the money. That's by the Nebuch. And by Orev, she's the cause of Pliny getting the money. So it's since she's the cause, the tachlis, of Pliny getting the money, so it's Kilo he was Mahana her. It seems to me that in the Rambam, the Ram is not talking about the shibud moment. If the nekuda was that he was mitzi moment al piyo, so therefore she has a shibud moment connected. Like I was mitzi moment, and since she told me to be mitzi moment, so I'm being mitzi moment in her instructions. So she has a shibud moment. Maybe you have to add that she's also Nana al derech the Ritva. Maybe you don't have to add that. That was the difference between the Ramban and the Ritva. But the main nekuda is she told me to be Moitzi Mama, and I threw out my Mama. I was Moitzi my Mama al Pio. So now, since I spent money by her say so, that's Meshabader. That's the nusach that we had in the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ramban's nusach is different. Since I was Mahana Pliny in order to be Mahana her, so it's as if I was Mahana her. I don't see in the Ramban this. If the nekuda was that I'm being Maitzi Mamad al Pio, then it doesn't really matter if my purpose was in order to be Mahana her, the Tachlis was to be Mahana her. Why does that matter? I spent money on her behalf, on her say so. I spent money because she told me to spend the money. And therefore she has a Tiyas Mamad on me. And I'm a Kaddish with that Tiyas Mamad, but Tzir of the fact that she was Nana, not Tzir of the fact that she was Nana, then you know, I and Ramban Rich for that. Slight that difference, but the nekuda is I spent money because she told me to spend the money. So now I have a tefias mom on her. Look, I spent the money because you told me to spend the money. So I want the money back because you told me to expend it. So you were mischayev that you're going to reimburse me. In the Rambam, I see a different nusach. The Rambam's nusach is that since I was mahana pliny in order because I wanted to be mahana her, it starts with me. I wanted to be mahana her. Big lola. Because of her, I was Mahana Pliny, so it's as if I was Mahana her. It's a different nusach. I think it's a different havon in the sugya. That midin orav is not because of the tefias mamon shema, but rather it's because direct I was Mahana her. Give me the gate. I think in a few minutes, I think it'll be important. In the the Rashba also does not say the words anywhere of Hoitzi Mamad al Pio. The Rashba quotes the Rambam by Midin Arav. Rambam quotes the Rambam with approbation. He approves of the Rambam's Rishonos. He doesn't quote the whole Rambam, but he quotes the Rambam. So it's hard to know, but he quotes the Rambam. And the Rashba also says Psanusuch that since he was Mahane Pliny, Biglala, so it's Keilu is Mahane her. That nusach is in the Rashi. He doesn't say a word about Hoitzi Mamad. He does say this nusach that he was Mahana, since he was Mahana, and he has to be a Barzchia. Rashi also has to be Mahana Barzchia. If you're Mahana Barzchia, in order to be Mahana her, so as if you were Mahana her. I was also a member of the Rashi, but disagreed with the Rabbana, the Rishon, they could throw it into the Yam. What's the difference? You were Hoitzi Mamad al Pio. Rashi says, no, you have to be Mahana Barzchia. If you're Mahana Barzchia, in order to be Mahana her, so it's Kilo, you're Mahana her. So I don't exactly understand how that works. But it also doesn't sound like it has to do with being Moitzi Mamon. If the Nekud is that he was Moitzi Mamon up here, what's the difference if he's Moitzi Mamon down the sink, down the drain, into the yam? It was Moitzi Mamon. He gave it to a plane. He was Moitzi Mamon up here. And she has Anokin. And maybe we'll add, she has an also. The fact that the Rashba demands, no, you have to be Mahana Barzchia, also seems to me that the Nekud is not that he was Moitzi Mamon up here. If the Nekud was that he's Moitzi Mamon and the being Moitzi Mamon up here creates the Shibun, so who cares if he gave it to Barzchia or not to Barzchia? It seems to me also in the Rashba, it seems to me also in the Rashba that the Nekuda is not that he was Maitzi Mamon. The Nekuda is that he was Mahana Barzchia in order to be Mahana her. And again, somehow, and this Nekuda, this somehow is amorphous. You know, that needs to be filled in, and I don't know exactly, but somehow that's and the Rambam also has that since he was Mahana somebody big lola, so it's Keilu he was Mahana her. But a Kapanim, it's not that he was Maitzi Mamon al Pio. The Rashba, Saka Mechuban in the Rashba, he doesn't mention anything being Moitzi Mamon al Pio. He demands that he be Mahane by Das. He quotes the Rambam's Nusaf by Orev, and he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam by Orev with approval. I think all of that is conducive to saying that the Rashba and the Rambam, that's their shita is that it's nothing to do with the Tefias Mamon. It's not that it was Moitzi Mamon al Pio. He was Mahaneher, and being Mahaneher is what creates the Kiddushin and creates the Chiyavar. We'll see in a few minutes. I think it's a chizik for this. So now I understand how does it work by Adam Chashuv. By Adam Chashuv, if you hold like the Rambam and the Rashba, that all he has to do is be Mahana her. We don't need a Tzvias Mamon in the Hanu. It doesn't need a Hanu the Yeshua Tzvias Mamon. You need that he should be Mahana her. So by Ora, for example. He's Mahana Pliny Big Lola, so it's Kili was Mahana her. So here he is, Poshet Mahana her. He's on the Choshev, he's Makabal Matana from Earth, he's very flattered, so he was Mahana. So we don't have to, it doesn't, no further explanation really is required. But if you hold like the Ramban, that he has to, you need that she be mitzi mamon al pia in order that she be a tefias mamon on her, like the Ritva. But he has to be mitzi mamon al pia, even though she's nene. But that's not enough. She has to be nene because he was mitzi mamon that she should be nene. Because otherwise, it's hanosh ema tefias mamon. So over here, the adam choshu wasn't mitzi mamon. So even if she's nene. But that hanah luchar is not a hanah sheish b'tfiyas mamon. It doesn't. That hanah doesn't come from his haytzos mamon. Let's focus on the Ritva. You can see it very acutely. By din arev, the Ritva says he was mitzi mamon and she was nene. Sounds like you have to have both things. He's mitzi mamon and she's nene's. But if you're missing one of those two things, then there's no kiddushin. And that's what we explain, because it's a fact that she was nene, but that's not hanah that has a tfiyas mamon. So you need him to be mighty mammon in order for her to be nene. The Ritva holds, it's not enough that he was mighty mammon, because it's Makadosh B'milva. You can't just say he was mighty mammon and she has a chay. So it's Makadosh B'milva. You need that he was mighty mammon, and that Haitzos mammon is now embodied in her being nene. So that Hanah came from his Haitzos mammon. So it's a Hanah sheyesh b'tfiyas mammon. The component, that's what you need. You need a Hanah that came from his expenditure, so it's a Hanah sheyesh b'tfiyas mammon. Well, by Kabbalah Sodom Choshuv, she may be nene, but it didn't come out of his Haitzos mammon. So how does he have a tfiyas mamon in that hanah? And if he doesn't have a tfiyas mamon in that hanah, then how's he mekadesh with that hanah? So this bothers me. The only thing I can think of, maybe this is the emes, is that here. You need a tfias. You need him. You only need, the Ritva only requires, the Ravan only requires that he be mitzi mamon in a case of Orev, or in a case of Midin Orev, Kiddusha Midin Orev, where he did not directly hand her the Hana. He didn't do anything with her. He gave the money to the Malva gave the money to a Leiva. The Makadish gave the money to a Plaini. He didn't give her anything. She is gratified that he's doing what she wants. The Arav is gratified that you're being maimed in the Arav. But the Malva didn't give. There was no transfer of Hanah directly from the Malva to the Arav, directly from the Makadosh to the Isha. The Malva gave money to Pliny. The Makadosh gave money to Pliny. She told him to. But the Makadosh gave money to Pliny. And now she, somewhere else, in a different time zone, she's Nene. So there's no action at a distance. The fact that she's Nene, we don't look at it, that Hanah came from him. So that Hanah doesn't have its fierce moment. You can't say, well, I gave you Hanah. So what do you mean you gave me Hanah? You did something with Pliny. Yeah, I was Nene, but it has nothing to do with me. My Hanah, you know, I'm a bystander. I enjoy it. It's a spectator sport. I enjoy it, but that doesn't mean that you gave me the Hanah. So there you need that he should be mitzi mammon for the Hanah. It's only when he's mitzi mammon in order for her to have the Hanah that creates the link. He was mitzi mammon, and by his being mitzi mammon, she got Hanah. Then I look at it that there's a mamayni galach. Then I look at this fierce mammon. She was Nene from his Haitzos mammon. That's Meshabeder. But in the case of the Adam Choshev, there was a transaction between him, between the Mekadosh and the Miskadeshes. She and him had business together. She gave him a matlona, which he was gratified that he took. So there, since there was a maise between the Isha and the Isha, Adam Choshev and the Miskadeshes, so then even without a Haitzos Mammon, then I look at it that he was directly Mahaner. So that's already a Hanah that has a tfiyas mammon that automatically has a tfiyas mammon. He did something to her that gave her Hanah. It's like he scratched her back. He did something that gave her Hanah. That already, I don't care if it cost him money or not. If he's directly mahana her, then that's like he gave her a shabbos. The emes, the lashon of the Rambam on the Choshuv is that the Hanah is kishovik is kikesef. That Hanah on the Choshuv is domimu. Hahi Hanah, he's talking about the Gemara of Adam Choshev, he says, Hahi Hanah Domim Hu. It's very different what he said by Arav. By Arav, he said, the Arav doesn't mention Hanah at all. He says, he was Maisi Maman Al Piyo, so then Meila, she's Mishtabed. There you can't say that Hanah, but by Arav, he's Maisi Maman Al Piyo, the Arav, so Meila, the Arav is Mishtabed. Here you don't have that, and you don't need that. He's directly giving her, it's like a Shavah Kesef, he's directly giving her a gratifying experience of being the Kabul from her Matana. So Mimela, that's called directly with Mahaner. That's when he proffers her that no directly, I don't care if it costs the money or not. He gave her that no via dime. So that's a Shavah Kesef. That's a Poshut to Shavah Kesef. So I think it's different than schiris, because schiris is a tircha. So you can pay for the tircha. It goes to tchilu, yeshiyeshin l'schiris mitchilu v'atzayif. I don't think Kabbalah's on a choshev has anything to do with yeshiyeshin l'schiris mitchilu v'atzayif or any of the schiris elu v'atzayif. That no, it's not in the labor. But in a way, it's like schiris, but it's... Maybe it's related. Emes schiris by itself means it has, but how does it work by schiris? Why isn't it in the middle of it? So the Gemara says, if ain't the schiris out of a saif, so the schiris is only chal at the end, so he's able to be mekavish with the if yeshnu schiris mitchil of a saif. The Gemara says it's a milva, because he starts owing her the schiris at the very beginning, and then he's only the kedushin is only chal at the end, so it's mekavish b'milva. But if ain't the schiris out of a saif, so then she's miskadeshet, but tefat the milva. So the vasayif he became chayiv in the she became chayiv in the schiris and he's meichel the schiris in order to be mekavish. So why isn't it mekavish milva? Yeah, that needs a hesbo. No, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, but I don't know how you grapple with that. Why isn't that mekadosh milva? It's better if the Ramban and from the test. That's a milva that the whole milva was given l'shem kiddushin. So by milva kazu mekudeshes. But if you don't hold like that Ramban, so why isn't every shchek lefanik a mekadosh milva? You're mekadosh with the mechilas haschiris. No, we don't look at it that way. We look at it that he's not meichel the schiris and mekadosh the mechilas haschiris. He's sort of he's like giving her the labor. I don't know any of that. I don't know exactly. I'm not gonna know how it works so well over there that I should know if this is the same as over there. So now let's go on the Gemara a little bit. We'll come back to this in a little bit. But the Gemara goes on and says, "Chayin." It's manami yishved. Where'd it go? It's manami yishved. Rabba v'chein le'inyin m'mayna. And I'm going to shikha so. So Rashi says v'chein le'inyin m'mayna. It's going on the first three members of Rabba. Within Orev, within Avichayni, within Shneim, all of that is v'chein le'inyin m'mayna. Kinyin Soda, Rashi says. I think Rashi says Soda. Soda m'chur loch. Have the din of Orev and Avichayni and Midin Shneim. So first of all, why is Rashi talking about a soda? This Poshuk Shah. Why is Rashi talking about a soda? Kes is not kain metalpa. Kes is kain akar, kes is not kain metalpa. Chag Suryot and Rishokash, if it's deraisa, derabona, but lamaisa, kes is not kain metalpa. Mashiach is kain metalpa. So Rashi talks about a soda. And why does Rashi only say the case? Why does Rashi say the chen yimayim is only going the first three cases of the Rava? Maybe he's going in the fourth case of the Rava. So the Ramban says two brings the Rashi, and he says two suggestions. Why Rashi said only on the first three cases? Maybe Rava's going on. Maybe the chen yimayim is going on all four cases. The Rashi from Goyim that is going on the fourth on all four cases. So Ramban says, first of all, maybe it's not good. Rashi didn't want to learn it's going in the case of Adon Choshev, because Rava never decided to do by Adon Choshev. By Rava was a bayah. Rapapa was pushed to bayah. But Rava himself, we don't know that he was mekabel from Rapapa. As far as we know, Rava remained there. Rava remained with the question, what's the din by Adon Choshev? So now Rava says, v'chein l'nir m'mayna. We can't be going at Adon Choshev. Rava himself doesn't know what the din is by Adon Choshev. So it must be going in the things that Rava knows. What Rava knows is Orev, Avichayni, Midin Shneim. But Ilechinami, according to Rapopo, that who's Peshit that by Adam Chosh Yushin Mekudeshes, then who had been my mom? She'll be Mekudeshes as well. Just that's not what Rava was saying, because the Bala member, Rava said, Lechainin Mamayna, Rava himself didn't know what the Din is by Adam Chosh. So he's obviously, that's not included in what he's talking about. But Lahalocha, it'll be Lahalocha, Lechainin Mamayna will extend itself to Adam Chosh as well. All right, that's very straightforward. But then the Ramban says another shot, very amazing shot. Says the Ramban, "Be'efshe d'hocha." Here we go. Here it is. The Shemesh Seder who maybe Rashi holds. Shalei kana, that on the choshev taka doesn't work by mamon. She ain't odem maknes adayu la odem choshev b'schar kabolas matana mimenu. person not matan is sod attack at Adam Chasha, just because Adam Chasha was nice enough to be Makabal is matan. It only works by Kiddushin. She writes Sibin is Adam Chasha. By Kiddusha Isha, she wants to marry the Adam Chasha because she's Adam Chasha. So she has two Anos. She has Anos that he was Makabal and Matan. And he has Anos that she's married to Adam Chasha, now she's Mrs. Chasha. So that together, that's Mekudeshes. But by Asadu, you don't have that second thing, you only have the first thing. So it's Hakanat Mekudeshes. At Kandivir Rambam. So what's the Pshat on the Shambam? The Ma'aseh of the Gemara says there is Anos by Kabbalah and Sadam Chasha. Why is that enough by Asadu too? What does Rambam mean? Does he mean each Anos by itself is not enough? Together it's a Shavu Prutu. That's how it works. To be that Adam Chashiv and Makabel, the Hano, that's half a putas worth Hano. And that she's married to Adam Chashiv, that's another half a putas worth Hano. So together, it's a whole putas, but by itself, you don't have a whole putas, you only have half. It's only half a putas. That's what the Ramban means. That's very bizarre. I mean, first of all, what calculus are we measuring that? And also, it's hard to believe to be married to Adam Chashiv, if already it somehow counts. If it somehow counts, then it should be enough by itself. Well, that's not a shorter putas worth. If she wants to marry Adam Chashuv, I would imagine it would be worth much more to her than a half a putta. You know, if it counts at all, she counts for a lot more, because half a putta, that's what it's half a putta. If you marry Adam Chashuv, it's Hano, but a half a putta is worth. So, what's the Pshat Me'ama? Then it's the Lashon Ramban. The Ramban doesn't say that this Hano is not worth a pruto. The Ramban says, Shema Sovu, again, Shema Sovu, maybe Rashi holds, Shalei Kano, Adam Chashuv doesn't work by a Soda. She'ein Adam Maknes Sadeu la Adam Chashuv Bishar Kabbalas Matano Mimeno. The person is not Maknes Soda to Adam Chashuv Bishar Kabbalas Matano Mimeno. It doesn't sound to me like the Ramban is saying, it's not worth a pruto. It's not such a big Hano. I would have said. But I think saying something else. Maybe it is a lot of Zano. Kabbalah and Choshev is Zano. But it's not the derech for a person to be Goymer Das to sell his Soda, even to Adam Choshev, because the Adam Choshev was nice enough to be Kabbalah Matana for me. It's just not the derech. People are not Goymer Das that way. He may be very happy that Adam Chashuv took from him a matana. And, you know, in some other context, he'd be very, very, very happy, and it's, you know, worth money to him. But when a person goes to sell a soda, he expects to get something. He expects to be given something. He doesn't expect that he's going to give something to somebody else in order to sell a soda. Even though he's giving it to Adam Chashuv, and giving it to Adam Chashuv is a hano, and the hano is talking worth something, and he's talking nene from it. But Lamaisa, that's a Matthias in Gemira's Das. A person to be Goyma Das, the seller soda, they're Goyma Das when they get something, they're not Goyma Das when they give. Even though they're giving to Adam Choshev, and giving to Adam Choshev is a Hanon. I think that's the Loshon Ramban. She'ein Adam Maknes Sadeu, what's this whole Richos? You should say it's not such a big Hanon. Let's say it's not a big Hanon. A big Hanon it is. But Ein Adam Maknes Sadeu le Adam Choshev, Bishar Kabbalas Matonu Mimenu. Person is not Maknes soda because he's. Because the Adam's Choshev is going to be Mekabel and Matana for me. That's not how a person is going with us to give away a Soda. He's going with us to give away a Soda when he's given something in return. But he doesn't expect to sell a Soda by giving Matanas to somebody, by giving Matanas to the Lekeach. And mainly, he's just not going with us in such a way to the Mekach. If that's the case, so maybe we could say another thing. Why Kaka, by Kiddushin, the Ramban says, there's a Hanoi in being married to an Adam Choshev. I assume that's a big Hano. I mean, it's not half a putus worth, that's for sure. That makes all the other nonsense. So why can't she be miskadeshes with that Hano alone? What do you need the matana for? Let's cut out the middleman. Let him just be mekadesh, harayat mekudeshesli, with the schar that you're going to be married to me. With the Hano. Harayat mekudeshesli, with the tremendous Hano that you get the privilege of being married to me. Why not? Imagine that. The chuppah. He says, harayat mekudeshesli. With the schar that you're now getting, the inestimable privilege of getting to be my wife. And he's on the choshev, and she agrees. It's takif, so a big thing. So, so why doesn't it work? The Ramban says it's ano. And who was ano with that, the Ramban? So why can't you be mekadesh with that? I think it's a positive reason why you can't be mekadesh with things that with musogim that we've had already.
Maybe she's not getting it right now. She's going to get it after she's married. It's not
an. Yeah, that's a svara. Maybe since the hanon only be chal after the kiddushin, so you have to have another. She gets before the kiddushin. I think there's a, I think we could maybe, and that will work also with what I want to say. But I think there's another reason.
You need a maisinasina.
No, you're on the choshev also. Why? Where's the maisinasina by kabbalah? So on the choshev, you have the maisa kabbalah. There's no maisa. Maybe there's no maisa. Could be also. But I think there's another reason why. Fundamental reason why it's not good. What? You know what?
You can't be
tovei lahana. Can't be tovei lahana. It's not kesef achayza. Said the whole time that kesef only works when it's kesef achayza. Kesef achayza means that if the condition is bottle, you could ask to be reimbursed for the hana. Would that if the kiddushin here is bottle, can he get reimbursed for the hana of her being married then? Right? If the condition is bottle, she's not married then. So it's not kesef achayza. Could be the other things you're saying are also true. But this I think is for sure true. You can't do kiddushin without not being married to Adon Chashim. It's not kesef achayza. By definition, kesef kinyan has to be such a kesef that if the kinyan doesn't happen, you get the kesef back. We have the way Kimberly driving day. That if you can't be to pay the money back, then the money's not kind, because the money's not mishabed. So why is Rabbi to do it over here? So then if this is not kesef that works for kiddushin, so what role does it play over here? So here I think is the answer. The kiddushin kesef is the kesef that he was makabel from her matana. The kabbalah sodom chash. Like it says in the Gemara. That's the kesef achayzer, that's the kesef that if the kiddushin is bottle, he can get reimbursed for that. No. That she gets to be married to him, that's not the kesef hakiddushin. Not kesef achayzer. Plus all the other reasons that you say. It's also true. The other thing is, by a sada, even though you also have this, he's giving her the nesina of kabbalah sadam choshev. But the Ramban says, yeah, it's a very nice kesef. Technically, it's a good kesef. But there's no gemiras das. A person not gemir das to sell a soda because the adon chashu was makabel from him matan. It's just lacking in your das. Doesn't lack in kesef. The kesef is a good kesef. But ain adam maknes sadeu bischar kabolas matanu mimenu. Just that person not gemir das to be makne the soda because you were makabel from him matan. I'm not going to ask to sell you my soda because you were makabel from me and matana. I got that I have, I know. Kesef there is, but there's no gemiras das. Says the Ramban, by kiddushin, so why does it work by kiddushin? Because by kiddushin you have gemiras das because she wants to be married to Adam Choshev. So there you have a gemiras das. There's gemiras das because she gets to be married to Adam Choshev. That creates the gemiras das. That's not the kesef because that kesef achayzer. But kesef is never the problem. The kesef you have by soda too. In other words, you need two things. You need to have kesef. And you need to have gemiras das. So by kabbalah from the choshev gives me the kesef, but it doesn't give me the gemiras das. The gemiras das comes from the fact that she gets to be married to the adam choshev, and that by sada you don't have. So meila is not gemiras das. I think that's the pshat in the Ramban. Then the Rabbi goes on and he brings Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel kosva, ahelach mona v'ikonus v'iknu l'chon nechosai. Rabbeinu Chananel brings this v'cheni nemoina, not by Adam Choshev. He brings it on Heilich Mone. Yeah, he brings it on Adam Choshev. Forget it. Rabbeinu Chananel brings this din of v'cheni nemoina on the case of Adam Choshev. Not like Rashi, but it's not going on Adam Choshev. The Omar, that Rabbeinu Chananel also said, De'ahi ano mechshev kekli, de'yo v'hakayna l'makne v'konabay v'teres chalipen oysen nechosev. Ben Chananel says that Kabbalah on the Choshev works not only by Karka, but by Metatlin too. Because Kabbalah on the Choshev is like a kli. So Dr. Ramban, Ve'eni Yiraya B'zu Hashem Ozeichel L'kli V'chalipin El Emoiz V'kesef Shekhoina B'yishu B'karka. So that's what he's talking about. Where does it say in the sugya that any of that Kabbalah on the Choshev is like a kli? Kabbalah on Choshev is kesef, shava kesef. it's like kesef. Like the Ramban said before, that it's like domim. That the Kabbalah and the Choshev is like domim. It's a very bizarre minhag. Kabbalah and the Choshev is like a kli. Says the Rashba. He brings the Ramban. Hiksha Ramban. Here we go. Let's find it. Kosovo of Ramban. He brings him in a Chanano. Because of the Ramban, any right, Bishmuzu Zechel, Cleaver Chalipin, Elamois, Vikesif, Shekhain, and Bishu Vikarko. Not Metatlin, Talini Chalipin. Where's the Chalipin over here? It's not a Cle. Says the Rashba, Vloyerati, Lusayf, Das Rabbeinu. Not Rechbono, Parker. Bikushuzu. So I don't say the Ramban's Kasha. The Otto Bishu Vikarko, Hanozu, Kesif, Mamashi. This Hano of Kabbalah, Son of Choshev. Is it kesef? Hano yeshkan, kesef enkan. Elokidei lekayim, kavonas hamakne v'daitoi, anuroyim hana osoi kilu yesh lamama shiis kayim daitoi olof. Vilka chagabe yisho, shah kesef koinabo anuroyim osoi kilu kesef. V'kabalosi hi umiskadeshes boi. V'kibalti hi rather umiskadeshes boi. We look at this Hanoah as Kesef. By Isha, where Kesef is kind of... So we look at... He says, the Hanoah is not Kesef, but nonetheless, the Kayim, Kavonis HaMakne, we look at the Hanoah as if it's Kesef, and she's Miskadeshes, because Isha is Miskadeshes, but Kesef. Ube Metaltun, Shena Kesef, Koina Boy. But by Metaltun, we can't be kind of with Kesef. So Kilu Hanoah say Kli, V'kibli B'chalit. And then we look at Hanoah as a Kli. We look at Hanoah as whatever we want it to be. By Kiddushim, where you're kind of with Kesef, so Hanoah becomes Kesef. And by metalkling, where kesef is not kindness, so Hanoah becomes a kli. Hilkach ben bekarka ben metalkling niknim bekach. Kedivir ben chananel veorech. Orech is good. It's right. It's correct. First of all, what's his taina? Is Hanoah Kesef? What do you mean is Hanoah Kesef? Yeah, Hanoah Kesef. It's Shalom Kesef. Like, what's his taina in the first place? He says, what does Ramban want? The Ramban says, Hanoah only works as Kesef, doesn't work as a Kli. So Rashba says, Hanoah's not Kesef either. But we just look at it as if it's Kesef. So if we look at it as if it's Kesef, then we can look at it as if it's a Kli. So, number one, what do you mean? Hanoah is Shalom Kesef. Yeah, it's Hakanah Kesef, but it's Shalom Kesef. Number two, what is this? It's whatever you want it to be. If you want the Hanoah to be Kesef, then it's Kesef. If you want the Hanoah to be a Kli, then it's Kli. It's like the Mon. It can be Taimin, it's called Tam Shabbat. Whatever you want it to be, that's what the Hanoah becomes. Very, very strange Rashba. Now, Mr. Sitar. So first of all, I mean, what's the Ramban? Very strange, but I think first of all that the Ramban and the Rashba, the Shittosim in Mahalach HaSugya. We saw the Ramban. We worked through the Ramban, the Ritval, the Ramban. The Mahalach HaSugya is that, let's say by Orav. Start with Orav. The Gemara says the Orav has Hanoah. That's the Gemara. The rest of the Ferish from Bavas. The Orav has Hanoah. The Ramban learns not that. That's not what the Orav is Mishabed with the Hanoah. The Orav is Mishabed that they were Moitzi Mamon Al Piv. Why is it Mishabed with the Hanoah? That was our point of departure in the Ramban Shita. The Ramban holds you can't just because the Orav got Hanoah, that's not Mishabed the Orav. It has to be Hanoah that has a Tfiyas Mamon. So you have to come out to the fact that he was you were Maisi Mammon al Pib. Now there's a Tfiyas Mammon. Once it's Tfiyas Mammon, maybe you don't even need the Hanot. You might just Hanot Fasmachta. But the Etzim Shtablis of the Arab, you don't even need the Manashok. Hanot itself is nothing, because not Hanot Shish but Tfiyas Mammon. You have to come out to Haitzi Mammon al Pib. Once he's Maisi Mammon al Pib, that's Meshabbat the Arab. So in the Ritva also, he's Maisi Mammon al Pib. The Ritva adds, and she's Nene, maybe because Kedushin can't be Makadish Mimilva. Yeah, I don't have to go over the same ground again. Now, Kapanim, the Ramban works through the Sugya that you can't be Makadish, we can't be Meshabbat the Arab, Stam, because the Arab got Hanot. That Hanot that the Arab got is not a Hanot of Tfiyas Mammon. You can be Meshabbat the Arab, and by extension, you can be Makadish and Isha with a Tfiyas Mammon, or a Hanot that has a Tfiyas Mammon. If there's no Tfiyas Mammon, there's nothing to talk about. And that's why it's by the Ramban, by the Ritva, there has to be a Hitzos Mammon al Pib. And then we grapple, so what happened to Adam Choshev? By Adam Choshev, there's no Hitzos Mammon al Pib. We say, you have to say in the Ramban that since he's giving her the Hanot directly via Dayan, by being Mekabel the Matana from her hands, so then it's like he's giving her then it's better. That's Hanot that does have a Tfiyas Mammon. The Ramban explained because it's kedomim. The Ramban himself, by Adam Choshev, said because the Hanot is kedomim. It's meaning a Hanot that he gives her via Dayan by taking from her the Matana, Miyad Liyad, that's called that he gave her domim. But the Ramban needs to say that because the Ramban, up till now, has been learning that everything's with the Tfiyas Mammon. All the Hanois in the Sugya are Hanois that have a Tfiyas Mammon. Then he gets to Adam Choshev, there's no Tfiyas Mammon. So he has to say, but giving her this Hanois is like giving her Domim. Because his mom is directly giving her the Hanois. In the Rashba, so if you learn like that we're talking about Hanois of Tfiyas Domim, that's the Ramban's Mahalach in the whole Sugya, then Avada, this is Pashat the Shavah Kesef. Then we're in the Hanois in our Sugya functions the way we didn't Shavah Kesef. That's the Lashon Ramban, by Aruch Hashem. Again, it's Kedomim. Hanoah works for Arab, it works for Kedushin because it's Domim. And what makes it Domim? Because it has this Tfiyas Mammon. I can be Tevei the Domim of that Hanoah. You have many places in Shasi Kivtevei. There's a Tfiyas Mammon of Shekei Nenu. But it has to be Hanoah that came from my Nechosim. Well, here it's Hanoah. That was Maitzi Mammon al Pib. So it's Kilo that came from my Nechosim. Come on. So if you're the Ramban, that's it. We have a Gemara that Hanoah is Kedomim. What does that have to do Chalipin? What does that have to do being a Kli? It makes no sense. But the Rashba, on the other hand, learns. The Rashba never says the words Vaisi Mammon al Pib. The Rashba learns, it's a different Musluk. Since she got Hanoah Begloli, or since I was Mahana Ploini Beglola, so it's Kilo is Mahana her. Doesn't say anything about me, Vaisi Mammon al Pib. The Kiddushin is, or the chiyuv of the Arab is because I was mehane the loyve begloloi, so it's kilo I was mehane the Arab, and now he has hanoah that I'm maimin him. Kilo I was mehane him. I was mehane him in being mehane the loyve. I was mehane him. It has to be bar schiyah. I have to somehow. That, yeah, we never understood exactly how that works, but somehow since I'm mehane bar schiyah begloloi, so it's as if I was mehane him. So she's mehane her. In the Rashba, you don't have this musuk that it's Hanoah of Tfiyas Mammon. Again, the Rashba never says the concept of Tfiyas Mammon, and I think it's Hadvarim, and I said, as I said before, I think the Rashba Hadvarim Chuvanim, the Rashba doesn't have the musuk over here that he was Maitzi Mammon, that the Hanoah is connected to his being Maitzi Mammon. Because the Rashba also, you have to be, if it was just because of the Tfiyas Mammon, then throw it into the Yam, it'd be the same thing. You were Maitzi Mammon up there. If the idea here is I was Maitzi Mammon and you were Nene, so even if he's Zorik Laman Aliyam, and the Rashba says no, Zorik Laman doesn't work because you have to give it to a Bar Schiyo, because when you're Mahana, Bar Schiyo is Kiyilu Mahana the Isha. Again, that magic, how that works, because I was Mahana Bar Schiyo Lubig Lolo is Kiyilu, I was Mahana her. No, we never exactly nailed that down, and it always comes back to Bar Schiyo, what that is exactly. It's a magic over here. Because I was Mahana Bar Schiyo Big Lolo for the Tachlis of being Mahana her, but I have to be Mahana the Bar Schiyo. I'm Mahana the Bar Schiyo Big Lolo, so it's Kilo I was Mahana her. Yeah, we don't know exactly what that is. But somehow I was Mahana her. So it's not this a Tfiyas Mammon. I was Mahana the Bar Schiyo, I wasn't Mahana her. Maybe the Bar Schiyo has a Tfiyas Mammon on me. But how does she have a Tfiyas Mammon on me? The Rashba says there's no Tfiyas Mammon. But I was Mahana her. You can make a Shtablis of Orev by the fact that you're Mahana the Orev. And you can make a kiddushin with the fact that you're mahana the isha. Hagam, therefore, says the Rashba now, you know, it's not kesef. The Rashba now points out that at this point, when he says, really, there's no kesef. Hanoah is not kesef. The Ramban would say, it is kesef. What are you talking about? It's kesef. Hanoah, that is a Tfiyas Mammon, it's kesef. because there's a tefillah, he creates a tefillah mom. The Rashba says, "Otu beishu bekarka hanozu kesef mamishi." Is this hano kesef mamish? Hano yeshkan kesef enkan. Kesef here means kesef or shava kesef. It's not kesef and it's not shava kesef. It's hano. He is being mahana her, and it affects kiddushin. Hagam, it's not kesef and it's not shava kesef because there's no tefias moment in this hano. So we can't look at it as shava kesef, but he was mahana her, and that's enough. And somehow, because he was mahana her, so what? So therefore, kidei lekayim kavonas hamakne v'daitoi. She's the makne. To lekayim kavonas hamakne v'kidei lekayim kavonas hamakne v'daitoi. The makne is either the ishu or the orif. Anu royim hano osoi ki ilu yesh lo mamish. We look at the hano that he gets as if it's a dova mamoshi. She is kayim daiti olav, that is mekayim the das of the mecher. And therefore, the same thing can work where you need a kli. I don't have kesef here anyway, but lekayim das kavonas hamachne. I look at it. I say that keilu yeshkan kesef. So by chalipin, we're by metalkin, we need a kli to make chalipin. Lekayim kavonas hamachne. I look at it. Keilu is a kli. So what is that? I think what he's saying. I think what he's saying, at least the direction of what he's saying, is that really over here there is no kesef, because Hano is not kesef. I'm mahaneh. It's mahaneh. The coin is mahaneh the maknei. So Odom Choshev is mahaneh by being makabel the matana. He's mahaneh the noisim. It's not a kesef that has its fierce moment. So it's not momentous. It's just Hano. It's pure Hano. Nonetheless, it works for Kenyan. Why does it work for Kenyan? Because this is like the tamsis of what kesef is supposed to. It's the tamsis of kesef. What is kesef? Kesef is a way. Kol omol odom piu. Person wants to have a lot of kesef at the end of the day because he wants to have hano that the kesef could provide. So kesef is a means to have kesef. Shava kesef, you convert it to kesef, and from kesef you can have hano. Here you're not giving him the kesef, you're not giving him the shava kesef. You're giving him the unmediated hano itself. So he works not because it's kesef. It's like not kesef. But kesef, it's like a... Now, when I was a kid, like science fiction stories where you're in the future, you put on some kind of helmet and you'll be able to like have experiences. You know, just like vicarious. You don't have to give it. Kesef is a very laborious way to get hano. You know, kesef, and you go to the store, you can buy things, and they'll give you hano. No, here you just give him hano. So it's not kesef. But what is kesef? Is a way to have mir's das. You have mir's das if you get kesef. Because with kesef, you can buy hano. So here I'm giving him the hano. So he's goymer das with hano itself. That's what it means. L'kayim kavonas ha-makne. The makna was there's a gemiras das. The hanom makes a gemiras das. Kesef is just a way to make a gemiras das. Here I have a gemiras das without kesef, because the koine was mahana the makna. So the makna now, the kavanas ha makna, because he is to be makna, is to in turn to give the soda, to give the kiddushin, whatever it is, to give it to the koine, because the koine was mahana them. You don't need to have kesef for that. Kesef is a substitute for hano, but the hano itself, if you can give him direct hano, then the hano itself makes the kinyan. Says the Rashba, so the Mela, I don't really care if it's kesef, if it's chalipina, there's different ways of making mir's das. You know, by a sod, you have to get kesef, and then you get mir's das. By metalkalin, you have to get a kli, and it's chalipin, it's different darchi akinyan. You know, either it's psukim, or it's different drabonim, but these are all different ways that kinyan kesef, or kinyan chalipin, you... Maybe it's connected. We talked about in Daf Gimel. We know that Chalipin is also a me'ain of Kesef. It's mitaris Kesef. Some Rishonim and hold because it works in a way. It works in a similar way. You get something and you go in Midas Kenegdoi. So the Gdorim for a Sod, you have to get Kesef and you go in Midas Kenegdoi. By Metalchlin, Chazal took that away, or when a Torah doesn't work, or Chazal took it away. Shem Yisuf Uchitecha Baliya. The reasons don't matter. They took that kind of Kenyan away. There's a different kind of Kenyan. You get a Kli. And with a kli, you can be you're going medas to be machne metaltalin. Different ways to be machne das, but they all have in common that you got certain things, and they have parameters of what it has to be. It has to be kesef, it has to be a kli, and then connected you're going medas. Well, if I gave him the hano itself, I just gave him unmediated hano, not embodied in a kli or embodied in kesef, just hano. So then that creates gemiras das without having to have a nesinus kesef, without having to have a nesinus kli. Just for the hano itself, you're going medas. So Mel, what's the difference if it's kesef, it's metaltalin? The same way the hano is a substitute for kesef, it's hano for metaltalin. Roi noise kilu. That means roi noise kilu kesef, roi noise kilu kli. Doesn't mean that the hano becomes a kli. It means it does what a kli does. What does the kli give me? It gives me gemiras das. Here I have directed gemiras das because here I have the hano itself. So the chiddush of Adam Magen, the Rashi was very, very strange. Right? Very mechudish took a thing. But l'inyanenu, as far as the mahal hasug is concerned, I think this is a corroboration. This is a corroboration of what I said at the beginning of Shir, and what I think emerges from the whole set of Shir, that it's talking to Mahalach and the Sugya, that the Ramban's Mahalach and the Sugya is that Hano works within Kesef. And that's what the Ramban says. Doesn't understand what the Rabbeinu Chanan is. It's not a Kli, it's Kesef. So if the Ramban is the whole Sugya that we're talking about, Hano as a form of Kesef. For Hano to be a form of Kesef, I gave money to Pliny. It hasn't called that I gave Kesef to her. You have to come out to that it's a Hano Sheish Betfias Moment. And therefore it has to be that it was Maitzi Moment Opiv. And so on. We call it the whole Mahalach and the Ramban in the Ritva. And the Rashba's Mahalach and the Sugi is that Hano is not working as a substitute for Kesef. The Rashba's Mahalach and the Sugi is that Hano here is not working, I'm sorry, it is a substitute, but Hano is not working within Shova Kesef. Hano doesn't work because it's Hano Sheish B'tfiyas Moment is Kilo, I'm giving him Shova Kesef. Hano works because I was Mahana, the Malva was Mahana the Orev. The Mekadesh was Mahana the Isha. And if you're mahana her, that makes a kinyan. That makes a kinyan without the need for it to be kesef. It's enkan kesef, enkan shove kesef. The hano itself creates a kinyan kilu kesef. As they're asking you for the same money, kilu kesef could be kilu kli. It's a kinyan that doesn't need kesef, so it's a kinyan. It's a kind of kinyan that doesn't need kesef or shove kesef, so it doesn't need a kli either. Just makes the kinyan direct with a your nene and your grandma das connectly. The kayim das amakne, the kinyan goes through. And it's a huge leap, this Rashba. You know, we would never do it. We never do it on a cessation to Rashba, even after everything. But now that we have this unbelievable Rashba, a lot of that, I think that sheds light retroactively that the Rashba is talking, not learning. There's never a notion, there's never a mention of the Rashba, as far as I know, as far as I remember, that it was Maisi Maman Alpil. It's nothing to do with Hitzos Maman. It has to do with being Mahana. Mahana bar shchiya b'shvilo et kilu mahana her, and the hano itself is what makes the kinyan. We have a need for us to denominate it in terms of shavu kesef. Just kilu kesef. There's a gemiras das kilu kesef. It's better than kesef. It's the direct hano. I don't need a command to a kli. It's better than a kli. It's a direct hano. If you kind of with a kli, you could be kind of with hano itself. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop here. Okay, tomorrow, Mishnah, I'll start with the next question. That's the plan.